Driving east on Highway 2, evidence of the brewing controversy near Index is hard to miss. Printed signs and hand-painted placards line the roads, calling on the PUD not to dam the Skykomish.
You see our address sign that said, "No damn way"?
Homeowner Jeff Smith is trying to maintain his sense of humor about it all. His riverfront property is right on the edge of where the new dam would go. He leads me to the shore of the Skykomish, where for decades his family has enjoyed communing with nature as the river rushes by. To the west, the craggy peak of Mount Index looms. To the south and east are peaks in the Wild Sky and Alpine Lakes wilderness areas.
A lot of people call this truly one of the most spectacular places in the country. And of course, we believe it's an inappropriate place to put an industrial project. It puts a yoke on a wild and scenic river, and we think it should be allowed to stay free.
But this is where Snohomish PUD has a preliminary permit to put in an inflatable dam, which would take advantage of the water's power as it flows toward two sets of dramatic waterfalls. The utility recently toured the site with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission as part of its first scoping meeting, which will determine what kinds of environmental studies will be required for licensing. Snohomish PUD Assistant General Manager Kim Moore pointed across the river, telling FERC and the public how the inflatable structure made of steel and rubber would work.
This is a big inner tube which has compressed air that allows us to lower or raise it to keep the river at a steady height. Right now, with this kind of flow, probably it'd be all deflated.
He says it would lie flat about a third of the year, and there'd always be some water flowing over the dam. It would adjust with the strength of the river to keep water levels safe for endangered fish and to minimize its environmental impacts. The dam would provide power for about 10,000 homes, or about 1% of the utility's demand, at a cost of up to $170 million. The utility says it's the lowest-cost renewable energy project they've found. They're also actively pursuing additional wind power and exploring geothermal, tidal, and large-scale solar installations. Bottom line, Moore says, they want to wean the utility off of dirty fossil fuels.
So this prevents a natural gas plant or a coal plant, you know, because we're still growing. The county's growing, we're adding people, and there's a need for additional energy.
Those arguments haven't stopped the opposition. More than 100 squeezed into the Index firehouse for the evening scoping meeting, and of the nearly three dozen people commenting, only one man spoke in favor of the dam. He said it could reduce flooding and improve roads in the area. But the rest were all against it. Along with local residents, representatives of groups including the Sierra Club and the League of Women Voters joined the chorus of dissenters. Tom O'Keefe is Pacific Northwest Stewardship Director with American Whitewater.
I have tremendous respect for my colleagues here at the PUD. I have worked with these folks for over a decade, but sometimes your friends make mistakes, and this project is simply inappropriate, in our view.
FERC is taking comments on the plan for the proposed Skykomish River Dam through July 19th. The final decision on the license is expected to take about 5 years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.